How
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for the catches. I don't on the details. I'm probably too many cooks in the kitchen over here. And
It happens.
elections, geez, they're really fast. They have a deadline. It's like,
No, it's cool.
yeah, thanks. Since we spoke last, Rebecca, we had FTC Chair Lina Khan came to Baraboo, Wisconsin, population 12,000, to do an event with us, which is really not like it's not in her jurisdiction to like address the issue, but her presence brought media we've not been able to get otherwise. And we got a great Wisconsin public media hit that put pressure on some of the decision makers we're dealing with. So that was
That's
super.
great.
Yeah, it
How
was.
did you get it on her radar? Is she from there or is it just
To be really honest, we Secretary Becerra was gonna come, and there became a reason that that didn't make sense for them politically, and I think they felt like they had to make it up for us. And and she's very interested in kind of private equity gobbling up healthcare, so it was a close enough
Yeah.
fit, and it was a
That's
great,
great.
great save for us. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's
And then I don't know if
great.
you saw Kamala announced is gonna amass a big Medicare expansion today, and she's doing it right now on The View. So
And the view, right? Yeah. That's great.
I don't know if my wife Ai-Jen Poo, but she's like kind of involved in that, and so she was pretty excited and had
Cool.
needed me to show her how to get onto The View.
Not something she watches regularly.
Yes, right, exactly. Oh, it looks like media's showing up. Oh, okay. Start now. Right, I'm gonna start here. Okay, welcome everybody. I appreciate everybody coming. Hello, my name is George Gale, and Senior Voters for CARE would like to welcome you to the call today. A little bit about me. I'm the former director of an organization called People's Action, and I now lead Addition Action, where we support rural and working class people who are often left out of the conversation to bring their issues and their voices into the larger conversation. This includes supporting groups like Senior Voters for CARE Wisconsin. I also have a podcast called To See Each Other. I bring that up because this season just came out and follows small town seniors in Wisconsin fighting to save their beloved county-owned nursing homes from privatization. Today, we're here to discuss the issue of long-term care and nursing home closures in the state, a topic that we think has become of significant concern for voters and could play a defining role in the November election. In recent years here in Wisconsin, we've seen a disturbing trend. With a wave of nursing home closures and the privatization of nonprofit and county-owned facilities, these changes leave countless seniors homeless, without proper care, or oftentimes having to basically move 2 or 3 hours away from their home community to get care. Since 2020, at least 23 nursing homes across the state have closed their doors. And before that, from 2016 to 2021, there were 42 closures. This summer in Wisconsin, there have been 4 concerted efforts by county boards to privatize beloved county-owned nursing homes, most of them 5-star facilities, and all on strong financial footing. This issue has stirred up a hornet's nest, with seniors flooding into county board meetings, marching in local parades, and giving county leaders hell every step of the way. So to better understand how the people of Wisconsin feel about the state of care, we commissioned a poll in partnership with Heart Research Associates so we, the Wisconsin public, and elected leaders could truly understand how Wisconsin seniors in rural areas feel about long-term care. We're happy to take questions at the end of the call, and we have Rebecca Nasser from Heart Research on the line to answer questions about methodology and the findings. Our colleagues at L Communications will send you the exact poll data after the call. So now I want to share some of the findings, especially ones that show how bipartisan this issue really is. Across party lines, 86% of senior voters say the cost of long-term care is unaffordable, with 57% describing it as very unreasonable. There's also broad opposition to privatizing long-term care facilities, with 65%. With 65% of swing voters and 64% of independent voters opposing the sale of public nursing homes to private companies. These voters believe privatization will worsen affordability and care quality. In the organization that's taking place to resist privatization of care in St. Croix, Lincoln, Portage, and Sauk counties, the people involved include Democrats, independents, and Republicans. In more than one meeting, we've heard people say, you know, on this issue, we can agree. Our poll findings confirm this is more than an anecdote. Here are some popular solutions to the care crisis. The most popular solution with rural seniors, government support to raise wages to attract and retain long-term care workers, especially in smaller towns and rural areas. This is shared by 93% of participants overall, including 87% of Republicans and 93% of independents. Also popular, expanding Medicaid to increase access to necessary long-term care, with 87% overall backing this initiative, including 93% of independents. I just got to pause for a second here and say, I think this is especially noteworthy in this election because today Vice President Harris announced her proposal to expand Medicare to cover long-term care, which it currently does not. Finally, 82% of the people we polled support more federal funding to support public nursing homes and build new facilities, showing this is a priority across political lines. This one includes 81% of independent voters. With Wisconsin being a key swing state and seniors making up such a powerful voting bloc, we think presidential campaigns and the national media should pay attention to this issue. Seniors in Wisconsin truly could be the tipping point in deciding which candidate wins the election and potentially the presidency itself. There was a recent CNN piece that noted the senior vote is particularly up for grabs in this election. Looking at current polling, some are saying it is quite possible that Kamala Harris could win the senior vote in 2024. That would make her the first Democrat to do so since Al Gore did 24 years ago. There's a long-term care crisis in the country and in Wisconsin. We see from this poll, voters are looking for leadership on the issue and candidates who can offer real solutions. Our last finding, our poll found that to the question of if you found out a candidate had a plan to provide more funding for long-term care to ensure that those who need it can access it, would you feel more favorable about that candidate? 71% of swing voters and 64% of independent voters said yes. Now I'd like to turn it over to Judy Bry from Wisconsin Voters for Wisconsin Voters for Care. She's going to talk about the grassroots fight to save a public nursing home in Sauk County and what it means for families in Wisconsin and across the country. Welcome, Judy.
I'm sorry. I'm Judy Bry. I'm a retired school speech language therapist, and I've lived in Sauk County for over 30 years. In September, just last month, the Sauk County Board voted to sell our county-owned nursing home, which has been part of our community since 1871. And it's being sold to a for-profit corporation with a very, very poor track record for care. I don't think a for-profit corporation should be able to come in and pay cents on the dollar to buy a nursing home that we've been paying taxes toward for decades. What this poll shows is that most Wisconsin seniors agree with me by a 2-to-1 margin, including 65% of swing voters. Nursing homes are an important part of long-term care, but they are just one part of the care infrastructure we need. This poll tells us that today, most seniors in rural communities like mine don't believe there is enough affordable, quality, long-term care. So the need for long-term care is only going to grow. A report by the research arm of the Wisconsin Association of Counties published a report in September saying that the state will need to add 33,000 beds for seniors by the end of the decade. What's needed and what's widely supported is investing public funding for the things we need, like public nursing homes in every county in the state, higher wages to attract and retain care workers in rural communities, and expanding Medicaid to more seniors. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. That's great. Now I'd like to turn it over to Dora Gorski. Dora has been very involved in the fight to save Pinecrest, a county-owned nursing home in Lincoln County, from being privatized, and her husband also resided there. Welcome, Dora.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Dora.
Hi, I'm Dora Gorski, and my husband and I and Ken, Bernie grew up in rural Wisconsin. I was born in Merrill, and Ken was born in Antigo. And during the early years of our lives, we traveled. Ken was in the military, and I was traveling while I was in doing my education. When we were married, we moved to Gleason, and we loved Gleason. And when we were invited to join the Town of Russell First Responder Unit, we were excited, and we took classes and became emergency medical technicians. And as in that capacity, we would answer calls all day long and sometimes late, well, any hour of the night, to help our community with health issues or car accidents. And we worked hard to be part of the community. About 11 years old, my husband Ken developed Alzheimer's. And I took care of him as it progressed until he developed COVID. And the second time he got COVID, he was severely incapacitated. The care he required was more than I could provide. When he was leaving the hospital, they told him that there was no way that one person could handle the issues that he was having. He was falling all the time. And so when he was leaving the hospital, I was terrified. I took care of him as best I could, but then he was, it was impossible. And I knew that I couldn't pay over $10,000 a month to afford in-home nursing care. And then someone suggested Pinecrest Nursing Home, which is in our community. It's close by. It's a 5-star rated nursing home. And it affords the fact that I could go there any time of the day. I could go every day. I could go more than once a day. And it was affordable, thanks to Medicare. And there were family, friends, neighbors who worked there. The care was exceptional. They knew Ken in his good days. And so they were more than happy to take care of him in his suffering. Ken had lived a long time in a good life, providing for, well, he was a martial artist and taught deputy sheriffs in Lincoln County and trained deputy sheriffs in Marathon County. And he spent his last days at Pinecrest, died in December of 23. So when members of the county board, the Lincoln County Board of Supervisors, decided they wanted to sell Pinecrest to a out-of-state corporation, I couldn't stand by and let it happen. And I've been working with my neighbors and a lot of friends ever since then to keep the county nursing home open and run and governed by us, the people of Lincoln County. I'm sharing with you because each number on that survey represents someone's family, someone's experience with needing or future need for long-term care as a senior. You look at the survey results, and I'm not surprised that because rocketing costs, corporate takeovers of our nursing care system, lack of quality care workers, lack of money to run them properly has taken place in this state. We know that more can be done to support seniors, especially since we're growing in numbers in this community and throughout the United States. As the survey demonstrates, we are going to support politicians who are going to invest in our future and the future of our communities.
Thank you, Dora, and thanks for sharing your story and sharing the story of Ken and Pinecrest and Judy for your leadership in Sauk County. I'll just say to your point of us not being surprised, I know a lot of this organizing started with an organizer doing one-on-ones in rural parts of the state, asking people what issues were most pressing for them. And nearly 9 out of 10 said the challenge of aging in a rural place. And that is that's a pretty high number. And this poll shows that was our small sample size. And that little poll was actually, kind of right on target. So with that, we are happy to open it up for questions. And a reminder, Rebecca from Heart Research Associates, who led the poll, is here to answer any questions you have about the poll itself and the methodology behind it. So I'm guessing it's best to just kind of put your name in the queue and say you'd love to, you've got a question, and then we'll get you live. And if you can see there's a Q&A section, we can bring you on to hear you, or we can also answer your question through the chat here if you have questions. Wait a second. Here we go. Yeah, it looks like Eric Gunn from the Wisconsin Examiner has a question. I don't know if we can help bring that. Okay. Oh, could we share a few top lines from the poll? Eric's asking. Sure, I would just say a few. I think some of the most interesting ones is around kind of bipartisan support. So The number one solution that was named from rural seniors in Wisconsin was to the care crisis was government support to raise wages to attract and retain long-term care workers, especially in smaller towns and rural communities. This is shared by 93% of participants overall, including 87% of Republicans and 93% of independents. Also popular was the idea of expanding Medicaid to increase access to necessary long-term care, with 87% backing this initiative, including 93% of independents. We said earlier, this is especially noteworthy. I don't know if you saw that today, Vice President Harris on The View announced a proposal to expand Medicare to cover long-term care, which it currently does not. Currently, people have to get long-term care support through Medicaid, which also means people either need to be low income or spend down their assets to qualify. I would say one last thing on the kind of is because we're in an election year, the poll found to the question of if you found a candidate had a plan to provide more funding for long-term care to ensure that those who need it can access it, would you feel more favorable about that candidate? And 71% of swing voters and 64% of independent voters said yes. So, and we'll send you the full findings, Eric, afterwards. And then Joel Blyfus, why is this happening in four counties at once in Wisconsin? Is there a coordinated movement to privatize county homes in Wisconsin? If so, who do you think is promoting it? I'll give my take, and if Judy and Dora have a take, like, it feels like there's a coordinated effort. We have not been able to determine who's coordinating it. In many meetings I've been in, it seems like a very much a just anti-government, that this is not the role of healthcare, particularly, or of the county, or of government, period. These nursing homes are on strong financial footing, so that is not an actual credible argument. So it feels ideological. I mean, we have seen some through lines, like the broker for the sale in a number of counties has been Marcus Amilichap, which is owned by a billionaire who lives out in, it looks like, some gated community in California, but we don't know that they are driving. So we don't know what's driving it, but it definitely seems concerted. And then we have another question to clarify the results. We're statewide, not just in the four affected counties. Great question, Andrew, from Cap Town. These issues are resonating statewide, not just in places where the threat of privatizing these homes is more acute. I think, Rebecca, if we could bring you on to just say a little bit about who we polled and who we didn't, because we didn't just focus in those four counties.
Sure thing. Absolutely. Happy to. So the poll, you're correct. The poll was a statewide poll of likely 2024 voters. And the sample was 400 voters statewide. And then we did an oversample of 400 voters in small town rural counties. And we weighted those the interviews in those counties back to their proper proportion statewide. So it is a representative cross-section of likely voters across the state. And as George has said, the findings are very consistent across the state and across the political spectrum in terms of people's concern about this and their, you know, support for the different policy proposals that we had them react to. And the phone, I should say that the poll was conducted by phone and text to web. So most of the interviews were phone and about a third were text to web.
That's great. And maybe a little bit about the political makeup of who was polled. I think you have some of that.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So again, it is a representative cross section of voters, likely voters across the state. And so it skews a little more Republican. It's about half. It's 49% people who self-identify as Republicans, 42% Democrats, and 9% independents. So that's kind of in line with the political leanings of the state.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to look for any other questions. People should pop them in. I think somebody asked if we can drop a link to the poll results in the chat, please. I think we're going to send it out, the whole package, in email right after this Zoom. So everybody that is on here will get that. I think I'll just say that to Eric's question. Well, first, clarifying the question for Ms. Gorski. What's the status of the effort for the Lincoln County home, Pinecrest? Dora, you can come off mute. I don't know if you know you're not on video, Dora. That might be on purpose. But if you wanted to share kind of where things are at in Lincoln County. You're currently on mute, though.
There. Okay. Am I on?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay. But what's happening in Lincoln County is that we stopped the sale once, basically, by having questions about how they were proceeding with their sale, whether it was actually legal, the procedures that they were doing. And then now they're trying again to find, they've got a broker, and they're trying once again to find another buyer. So it's not sold, but unfortunately they haven't given up the idea that they, the county supervisors haven't given up the idea that they can't afford to run a nursing home on county taxes.
That's right. Thank you, Dora. And just to say, like, you know, we have a poll here that says this is an issue with political resonance, but very little reported on. But in three counties where there was an effort to privatize, Sauk, Portage, and Lincoln, we saw that this issue had some resonance in the April elections. And in Lincoln and Portage counties, the county chairs, who were really the drivers of privatizing the county on nursing home and pretty hell-bent on doing it, were voted out in April and replaced by candidates who supported keeping the nursing home county-owned. So we already have some evidence. If anybody wants some of the documentation around that, we're happy to share it. And then I think to Eric's question of what are the plans for getting this info out to voters broadly. Certainly, we're hoping there's good media coverage from today. We think that might be buoyed by the good luck of Vice President Harris's announcement. But then we are actually doing phone canvasses to voters. There are radio ads and billboard spots being launched to get information to voters about where candidates stand on long-term care issues, both the privatization issue, but also, you know, the issue more broadly. Any other questions? We got a few more minutes. The poll doesn't really get into this question around private equity interest in Wisconsin. I think we are trying to determine, and there's a great investigative piece to be done here, I think, to this earlier question of what's driving this, what seems like an orchestrated push to privatize across the county. We should note that this happened in St. Croix and voters there organized quickly and were able to defeat that effort. I think that vote took place in August. So I think that's work we would love to see the media do. Anybody that's in investigative journalism, that piece has not been done. But right now most of the buyers are not, most of the buyers are smaller. The area that Judy mentioned is the most, you know, dismal, has the most dismal track record of any of the buyers that we have faced so far. And it's definitely also worth an investigative piece. Any other questions? Well, we want to thank so many of you for attending. As we said, if you, the folks at L Communications are going to send you the full package here in a few minutes. And if you have questions, want to interview people in some of the counties across the state, Judy, Dora, others that are involved in the work, or learn more about the poll, like we have good availability for you, and we'll make sure we get you what you need for anything you're going to write. Yes, and we look forward and hope to see some great coverage down the road. Many thanks.